Chris, you branded it a must-win before the game. You got the victory. You must be very pleased.
Yeah, very pleased. You know, very determined effort. You know, in terms of you know, effort, desire, energy, commitment. You know, first class today, and you know, the boys have worked really hard. You know, this last week, and you know, they've got the just rewards.
I think when we spoke after Castleford, there was a point that you'd never been in front in the game. You were never behind in this one. It was an absorption of pressure at the start, but then you got the scoreboard rolling, didn't you?
Yeah, but we made it hard work for ourselves that second half. You know, we put ourselves in a really good position, and you know, then we come out and start the second half pretty slow and come up with some, you know, real sloppy errors. And but yeah, you know, I thought the forwards really led the platform today. I thought Adam, you know, we could tell we've missed Adam Walker these last few weeks. Graham Horn was, you know, Graham Horn just solid. Defended really, really well, and you know, just having them two blokes just really stiffens up the you know, the middle unit there. And you know, I thought John Bedebsa, it was his best game I've seen him have for the club. He made 23 tackles that first half, and you know, he had a great defensive performance today.
You had to make deal with some adversity in the game as well, though. You lost a couple of players in Green and Mantellato. Josh Mantellato seemed particularly severe, Chris. What can you tell us about him?
Oh, he's gone for a precautionary X-ray of his on his neck. We won't know anything until till tomorrow. He's at the hospital as we speak. You know, it's just been the story of a season, really. You know, we get two players back and we lose two. You know, we drew a little bit of luck, but you know, we just got to get on with it.
What about Green?
Yeah, popped a rib cartilage that first, you know, second or third carry, and couldn't play any more part in the game. We'll monitor him over the next few days, but you know, for a betting man, he's probably, you know, a doubt for the weekend.
Anybody any closer to getting back, Chris?
We're looking at hopefully Greg Burke. He's started his running progressions during the week. Had another session yesterday, run really well. Dane Tills, he's a 50-50 chance. He's still he's been advised to keep the pot on for another week. But you know, we'll sit down with the medical staff tomorrow and look at trying to get that off a little bit earlier. But yeah, other than that, you know, that's, you know, we miss them two guys, the two middle blokes, and you could see today that, you know, once you get some middle blokes back, it's very hard to steamroll teams down the middle, and you know, that's what we've been missing the last few weeks.
I'm at the risk of copying one off you, asking my weekly Sean Lunt question: is he any closer? Or is it just, is he stiffening up? Or as people were saying.
Oh mate, listen, it's. Everyone thinks there's a conspiracy going on. You know, he trained very, very well on Wednesday. Trained very, very well on Thursday. And I picked him in my 19-man squad. Turns up to train on Saturday, not great. And we made a call. You know, before team run, he's got some kind of twisted spine there that needs, you know, a lot of work doing before he gets out on the field. He's going to see. We're trying to get him to see a specialist early this week. And we should know more then. You know, there's no mind games, you know, because I don't know how to play a mind game. But you know, it is what it is. It's a daily thing. You know, trained very, very well during the week, and then turns up yesterday, you know, very sore and struggling to run.
Well, it's certainly not something you want to muck around with, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. It's a disc problem, and you know, the rehab people and the physios and are working. You know, working really hard to get him out there, but you know, there's none more frustrated than Sean Lunt. He wants to be out on that field, and you know, we know that when he's out on that field, you know, we're a better team. You know, with him playing.
Final question on injuries, and I ask it because I think Terry Campese went for a scan back end of the week after the last time we talked to you. Have you got any update on him?
No, we should know more on Tuesday. We've had conflicting scan reports and two conflicting, you know, reports from surgeons. So, you know, go down to London, I think Monday or Tuesday, and you know, we'll get a final report then.
Did they give you sort of like a best case, worst case scenario though?
No, they didn't. No, we, you know, we're not going to speculate on how long if he's going to be out for a long period of time. We'll wait and see what the you know this specialist says in London. You know, like I said, we've had two conflicting reports now, and you know, we need to make sure that it's the right, you know, the right decision, and we'll take his time with it.
And just finally, smiles on faces today. Case of bring on Warrington now, is it?
Yeah, I sleep a little bit easier this week. Or tonight, should I say. You know, it's been a tough period. We've hopefully got through the other end. And, you know, it's a good time to play Warrington for me. It's, you know, where we should take a lot of confidence out of today with the way that we, you know, defended. And, you know, they've come off the back of a loss as well today. So, you know, we'll go there. We'll come here next week, all guns blazing, and, you know, hope for the same performance.
Well done, Chris.
Thank you.